This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, AJ, I know they all count the same, but last night was special, right? Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. Yes, last night was special. You know, it is so incredible to see that night play out. The ebbs and flow of the game are one thing, but obviously what a night for Javi and our team, and what a way to win another series.
So, I mean, I'm going to act like my three-year-old and just ask why to every answer that you have. But when you're talking about AJ, talking about Javi, I think everybody just wants to know, why is it different this year than the 3 years that we witnessed prior to this?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to like have the exact answer. I mean, part of it is he's healthy. Part of it is I think his focus routines have gotten better. You know, I'm sure some of it is the focus on the defense has lifted some of the pressure on the offense. And at the end of the day, I think he's made some real adjustments to put himself in a better position, and he's going out and doing it. So I guess I don't wake up every day, you know, asking why or trying to figure out the reason why. I get asked a ton about it. I mean, this guy has been really incredible behind the scenes, and now he's flourishing on the field, and he's getting some appreciation for the work. And I don't know that we need to try to figure it out, because yeah. You know, I think it's a special, you know, start to a season. It's a long way to go, but I'm so damn proud of him because of how he has sort of reestablished himself and his focus on being a productive player, and that doesn't go unnoticed by anybody.
Time to bump him up in the order?
No, I mean, why would you mean you want to touch him? I mean, you want to move? You know, I mean, part of it is that I joked that last night with the media, like, would you change a thing? And the other part of it is, like, we are getting tremendous production out of the bottom of the order. So, like, where would I move? Would you move Torkelson down? You know, like, no. And the answer, I mean, do you want to move the stacked lefties that are creating a ton of opportunity for us? No. Like, he's doing his job. And so I think the instinct to, like, let's try to challenge it and make it better. Like, how about we just leave it be and let him play and have a productive player at the bottom of the order?
When he came to you and said, I can play center field, what was your reaction?
It was no surprise. I mean, I believed in him from the get-go. I mean, this guy does incredible things on the field, and you know, as a coach, you almost wonder if he's too naturally gifted, and the focus, you know, needed to stay on the basics. Like, he can naturally go out and do it. When he says he could catch, I really believe him. Like, he could go back there and instinctually do things that everyday catchers can't do, and that's the part that he probably doesn't get enough credit as he's aging, that he can still do a lot of things gracefully and naturally. I didn't think the opportunity was going to come up because we are down three center fielders. So it didn't surprise me that he could do it or was willing to do it. You know, I think his attention to detail has been very, very good with George Lombard, who does our outfield, and Anthony Iaposi, our first base coach. It's not just roll out there and shag balls. There's a lot of movement. There's a lot of communication. There's a lot of instinct. There's jumps, you know, playing in the right spot, reading those tweeners. Like the other day, he had a running catch into left center. You have one shot at that from the very beginning of the play. You know, when we talk about base running, going first to third, like what you do at first base allows you to get to third base. What you do with your jumps in center allow you to make the play at the back end that we all cheer. And his detail on that stuff has been very, very impressive and has put him in a good position.
You just mentioned Coach Lombard. We talk about Chris Federer all the time. Obviously, we talk about what you do all the time. And you've mentioned the psychology of the game, the mental side of it. And I'm curious, how do you and your staff help players with the mental side of the game? Because we're talking about Torque, who, and we've talked about with you, his struggles over the years. Javi, Casey Mize is having a great year, and I know he's down for 15 because of the hammy, but Riley Green earlier this season, Parker right. Meadows, Karp being able to hit lefties. I mean, the list goes on and on. How do you and your staff help your players with the mental side of the game? Yeah.
No, great question, and I'm glad you brought it up because it, you know, my staff does a great job of staying in the fight and even keel with these guys. Like, we don't ride the emotional roller coaster. Like, we're a group of coaches who stay balanced with what we're trying to do and get our guys focused on what we're trying to do, not what we're trying not to. Something simple would be, you know, these guys are nasty that come out of the bullpen throwing 97, 98, ball cutting, ball darting, you know, the breaking balls. All that stuff is like, we can focus on what the guy does to get out, so we can focus on what our plan is. When Colt Keith is going through, you know, what's now been two Aprils, it's really important for us to stay the course and stay in the conversation, you know, and Michael and Keith and Lance do a great job of that with the hitting side. This game is full of failure, and the days of like the kicking, screaming, yelling coach to try to get through to a player, like, it just doesn't exist successfully as much as maybe we grew up with. And so to adapt and adjust to the mentality of your team, it's amazing. We can give critical feedback. We do it every day in the hitters meeting. We will go through something positive, something negative that's happened in recent games. It's to try to get us in a learning mentality to get ready to prepare for the game. So our staff has to stay balanced in order to do that. It does not mean we don't have it out with our players. We do. We just generally don't do it in front of the camera. But our staff does to keep these guys going every day at a young age, trying to develop and be better at the best league in the best league in the world. We have to stay, you know, sort of with the conversation of where the players are at. And I'm proud of our guys. I mean, it's hard to get through 162 games and expect perfection. And we do our best to try to keep pushing that needle up or that standard up without demoralizing the player during failure.
Talking to Tiger manager AJ Hinch this morning, Matt Vierling, we're seeing him get some ABs with Toledo playing the outfield. I know he can play all over. Mm-hmm. Where do you anticipate him playing primarily once he's back with the club?
I don't know. You know, and I think that's the toughest question because I think it, you know, I just don't know what the needs are going to be at the time in which he's ready. This is a slow injury to heal. It's a slow injury buildup or strength buildup now that he's back out playing. And so he's been in right field a little bit. He's going to be in center. We're going to put him back over at third before he comes back to the big leagues. And then we're going to sort it out as we go. I mean, you know, if you asked me this question 2 weeks ago, I would have said center field. And now you ask me after last night, and I'm going to say, well, maybe not so much. Maybe right field and third base. So, as you know, I will change everything every day, and I'm willing to kind of put guys wherever the opening is. And it will be a fun exercise to answer this question in a couple weeks where, you know, hey, you're giving this guy a day off and that guy a day off. And like, yeah, because we're starting to develop a roster that has – a lot of options. And so Maddie's going to fit into that. I don't know where that's going to be because it could change need-based by the time he's healthy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus D&C supply.
On the heels of, we're calling it the Javi Baez game. I know there was more that went on in that game other than just what Javi was able to do, but it was impactful. Now, you're back the next day with a Scooble start. How much fun is it? How much fun are you having? We've talked to you many times about the struggles. Now, all of a sudden, a best record of Major League Baseball, you're going from that win last night to a Scooble start. How exciting is it to see him take the mound?
Yeah, you know, I wish I could have changed it to a day game. Like, let's get back on the field right away with Tarek Skubal on the mound. Like, that would have – I don't love the day game, after night game sometimes, but that one would have been awesome. It's obviously great. I mean, when going into the – but it's only as great as getting into the competition. Like, we're going to have to deal with a pitcher we've never faced and a Red Sox team that I know, you know, is going to try to bounce back with the talent they have. So, I mean, when you can go into a series in the looming presence of a Tarek Skubal on the back end of the series, like, it can help you how you manage the first couple games, how do you use your bullpen. It can help certainly the psychology of the other side, knowing, like, hey, they've got that big beast at the end of this series. So it doesn't necessarily win you the game. It just allows you to have some freedom and confidence to be aggressive in decision making in the first couple of games, and then race to the ballpark today, knowing that one of the best pitchers in baseball is on our side, and we have a chance to sweep.
He's in that zone. Like, before you came to town, maybe 15 years ago, we went through this with Verlander, where every start it felt like he might have a no-hitter. And I know he was flirting with a perfect game into the fifth last Friday night. As a manager, guys don't go deep anymore. We're always wondering, like, what's that like for you, just letting him cut loose in those spots? Because he could be flirting with this a bunch this summer.
For sure. Well, yeah. I mean, the no hitter thing is hard. I mean, I've been around a lot of them. They don't happen as often as it feels like it's going to happen, right? Like, every time somebody gets into the fourth or fifth, people sit on the edge of their seat. That's still half the game left before we can really get there. But the anticipation is real that you're going to have a good game, and that, you know, that the feeling that I've had. So I've had JV and Garrett Cole and now Tarek, like, the best pitchers in the league at a given time, and what that does is, like, it brings so much belief to your team that something positive can happen. I mean, you're saying no hitter. I'm just saying, coming to the ballpark today, like, man, if we score a few runs, like, we're going to have a great chance to win. And, like, when you get into that category, I mean, that's a small margin for error, like for a player, for Tarek, because he doesn't have to be perfect, but it's encouraging when you have that type of presence, to where everybody coming to the ballpark that's either wearing the English D or supporting the English D, we feel like it's our game to lose. And that that means you're sort of big boy in the league, and you're somebody that everybody knows is on the mound.
AJ, great day to have you on, especially after last night, and look forward to talking to you again all season long. Yeah.
Yeah, you got it. Go Tigers. We'll see you later.
Tiger manager AJ Hinch. It's 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa. Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature dad hat and cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.